This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
serious skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
because suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, if you'd like to help veterans in need, this is your hour. We've got a whole new angle on helping our military vets and suffering from PTSD and beyond. We've got Diane Corcoran scheduled a little bit later in the show. And we're going to be previewing the IANS conference and what we can do to help vets who are also experiencing these things called NDEs, near-death experiences. So get ready for that. Put on your seatbelts. It's going to be a really interesting few segments coming up. But right now, Super Don is back on board. We got to talk about, well, you know, it does relate to Obamacare. It relates to the medical monopoly. And it relates to maybe a slow but steady awakening of the American people. A survey resulted in a stunning headline, at least. Let's see if there's anything to this. But it says Americans oppose fast approvals, want drug ads off TV. Now, the approvals, are they talking about drug approvals? Because I thought the problem was there was too much bureaucracy and red tape. We can't get drugs approved fast enough. And the Americans are saying, maybe they're too fast. We don't want them fast. Is that what they're talking about, Super Don? Drugs, they don't want them fast? What's up with that?
Yeah, believe it or not, they in this survey, they when it comes to the drug approvals, they basically, what they did is they sat down and explained to them that, hey, guess what? There's this thing that where it can fast track drugs and get them out on the market quicker, and that it usually takes around 10 years for development testing, but we have this thing called fast track, blah, blah, blah. Then they took the survey. They explained both sides of it. And apparently the majority of people were not in favor of fast-tracking drugs through the FDA.
Now, I don't know if it tells us why that was the case. I mean, I'm encouraged to hear that, because if people realized how fast these drugs can come out and kill you, maybe they're getting wind of it, especially with that report last week about medical errors being the third leading cause of death.
Well, I'm telling you, it was a pretty significant amount. 58% of the respondents opposed changing the government's approval standards to make drug reviews quicker, and only 38% favored changing the drug approval standards.
Wow. And then the other part of it,
that's a pretty significant number in my book.
It is. It really is. But will it change anything? I don't know. I mean, we're still not getting a major
probably
candidate.
Not.
Yeah.
How many times have you seen a poll change anything? I mean, it's interesting to see how the will of the people and the opinions of the people, more often than not, we've covered a story like this before where public opinion can be, we want this, and it almost never becomes that.
True. The other thing is that they said we want to end to ads on TV, prescription drug ads on TV.
Now, one makes more sense to me.
Why? Why would it make more sense?
Because everybody, I mean, listen, you talk to anybody about drug commercials on TV, everybody that I know anyway, or that I've talked to, either in or outside of the health freedom movement, everybody has basically the same opinion. They're a joke. They're funny. You know, it's like, oh, there's another drug commercial, or, wow, it's like most of that commercial is just all about all of the side effects. It's a running gag almost with the American people, in my opinion, that these drug commercials are almost comical in a way.
So it's more like a parody of itself now.
Yeah, and then you have the other side of the equation where you've got the doctors who are saying, oh, well, this is a very valuable tool in order to inform people about the new treatments that are available and to make them aware of diseases and awareness and blah, 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 you know?
Yeah, I think they should precede every prescription drug ad to say, this is just as likely to kill you as it is to help you, and let you decide.
But
it,
here's
it started
the thing,
there.
Dude. Here's the thing. I think people pretty much understand that. And that's the reason why you've got the big joke about all the side effects, because there isn't a drug commercial out there that I have heard that doesn't give you at least something really serious, like maybe like a blood infection. But, you know, so many of them are saying they'll kill you. They will. Literally, you can get cancer.
Yeah. Yeah, you can get a serious deadly infection from this. And I always wondered, did they put the virus or fungus or bacteria on the pill? I mean, how do you get it from the pill, right? But, of course, that goes to the law of the terrain. That's something we talk about here. They don't teach in medical school. But it sort of relates to this next story. And this is almost the second time we've covered this, but maybe in a slightly different way. You know, I'm not a big fan of acetaminophen, a.k.a. Tylenol, because of the damage it does to the liver. And this side effect of popping a painkiller or pain reliever, in this case, called acetaminophen, is saying that you lose empathy. What was the thing we covered before it said you lost by taking acetaminophen? Something similar.
That's a good question. I should have looked at it.
You don't remember?
It was along the same lines where it was taking away your ability to have positive thoughts.
No, it was like that. I think you're right. And now they're taking the ability to have empathy. Now, that could explain a lot, especially with those people who are vehemently opposed to our views that vaccines are not safe or effective. And they're probably taking a lot of acetaminophen because they have very little empathy for those families and those kids who are suffering from injuries due to the vaccines they love and worship. Now, I just saw a video, and I shared it on the Facebook, but this is something that I think is rather interesting. If we could ever get Dell Bigtree on here, that PR company is just not responding. I'm getting a little annoyed. I know they're busy.
No, I know. I'm making some progress on that.
Oh, you are? Okay. So I don't want to be too annoyed. I just want to say out loud that I want them on because we got to cover this. But Dell confronted some pro-vaccine women. You know, they're like the I don't know if they were paid to be there, but it was rather interesting. And I think, you know, that's another angle here as we talk about speaking out. Speaking loudly, but directly and clearly, not shouting, but, you know, enough that it can be heard when those people try to shout out that, oh, vaccines are safe and effective and y'all are just, you don't know what you're talking about. This is the empathy that they lose when you're talking about children and families who have been devastated due to vaccine injury. And, you know, this Tylenol issue, I think it may be playing a role because Tylenol has become as ubiquitous as, you know, any food that you feed your children at this point. Well, how many kids get out of childhood without an antibiotic and without Tylenol, right? The first thing when your kid has a fever, they say, oh, give him some Tylenol. Sanjay Gupta, who's good on pot, right? We talk about his non-fear of cannabis now, but yet gets the flu and takes Tylenol and wonders why he gets deathly ill, and he says it was the flu. It was a devastating flu. It was like, no, you numbnut, you brain surgeon. You could be as smart as a rocket scientist, but you're dumb as a rock when it comes to taking acetaminophen for a fever that your body is mustering up to fight an infection. But this acetaminophen linked to a loss of empathy, we got a lot of loss of empathy in this country by people who are taking acetaminophen. I think this is fascinating, this what they're uncovering at the, I think it was Ohio State University found this out.
Yeah, and I just located that article that we talked about, and this was a year ago, April of 2015, where they found that Tylenol, what it did is it actually reduced the amount of sadness, but also reduced the amount of happiness. So it kind of made people kind of just neutral right in the middle.
So that is a bit of a loss of empathy, isn't it? That kind of takes it, nuances what they're finding out about the consumption of this very dangerous drug. And by the way, we mentioned the Belian vodka, the NTX additive. Remember Dr. Chigaropati, say that 10 times fast, that I talked with when I was up in D.C., had developed an additive to Tylenol that would reduce or eliminate toxicity of it. And the makers of Tylenol said, no way, don't come near us with that because then we'll have to acknowledge how dangerous our drug is, which it's already known. You know, number one reason that people check into the emergency room for liver failure is acetaminophen. in the United States, probably elsewhere. But that's what we're dealing with. So I don't want it to set you into a state of a near-death experience or a total death experience. In fact, we're going to talk about near-death experiences because we got the IANS conference coming up July 28th through 31st in Orlando, Florida, and I'll be speaking there, and I've got a guest scheduled, Diane Corcoran. We're going to talk about our friends, the military veterans. We've done a lot of veteran shows on PTSD, on cannabis, on detoxification, things like that. And she says that she's been dealing with them since the Vietnam War as it relates to the issue of near-death experiences. Give a listen. This is the conference I want y'all to go to. Think about this. If you've had anybody in your life that's had this, maybe you haven't, you didn't know who to talk to or talk about, there's a community out there that will help you. We'll discuss this honestly and openly. Give a listen.
Come and explore the extraordinary. The International Association for Near-Death Studies invites you to attend an inspiring conference in Orlando, Florida, July 28th through the 31st. Discounted registration ends July 6th. Hear accounts of near-death experiences and meet New York Times bestselling author of Dying to Be Me, Anita Morjani, and Suzanne Giesman, author of Messages of Hope. There's a limited number of free tickets for veterans and great student discounts. For more information, visit neardeathconference.com.
You know, there's a lot of folks that have had this and just are afraid to talk about it. And I know, Super Don, sometimes you can snicker about these things, but especially the military veterans that have been in wars that have died and come back, and they describe these things, and of course, the VA is going to drug them, say they're crazy. But are they? And Diane Corcoran's going to talk about that. So I'm very excited about the subject and attending this event and speaking at it coming up in July.
I like the title of that speaker's book, Dying to Be Me. That's clever.
Dying to Be Me, yeah. No, and a lot of folks, I've interviewed Danyon Brinkley. I think it was Embraced by the Light years ago. This is going back now. I'm thinking about all of, pre-Superdon years. And that was a guy who had a near-death experience maybe twice or three times. He was struck by lightning. I remember. And he said he was a real, let's just put it politely, a real butthead. And he came back, and he was a changed man. And he's done a lot of good for a lot of people, a lot of helpful things. So we're going to go into that territory next, and it's very exciting, especially when we can help our military veterans in a unique and non-drug way. So, Super Don, prepare the way for the NDE, at least our discussion of it. Are you up for it?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Well, check out all of our sponsors. Say thanks. They make this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, right here on GCN Talk Network, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Podcast, Epic Times, UK Health Radio, and SoundCloud, available around the world for free. We appreciate you for being here. Say thanks. Diane Corcoran, Near-Death Experiences, and Vets. Coming up after this break, RobertScottBell.com for all the links.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I've attended a lot of conferences over the years, and it's just an exciting thing when folks can get together of like minds trying to learn things, teach things. There's one of the most, unusual of conferences, and I say this in a very powerful, profound, and really wonderful way, coming up this summer. And this is going to be happening in the Orlando metro area. It's called the IANS Conference. It's International Association for Near-Death Studies. And I've got my first guest that's going to be attending, and she works extensively and closely with them. Her name, Diane Corcoran, and she's a registered nurse, PhD. She was a colonel in the military. Was it in the Army that you were in?
Yes.
Yeah. And
Army Nurse Corps.
Army Nurse Corps and retired now. And the experiences you've had and the sense of what I get from you is that you're caring and concerned for the folks, particularly the military veterans, the experiences they've been through, that they're not just drugged out of their minds, that there are other ways to assess and help them through their experiences and their recovery.
Yes, it concerns me a great deal because these veterans are already physically and emotionally traumatized, and many of them have had near-death experiences but have not had the ability to talk to somebody about them because the knowledge about NDEs just isn't there in the providers that they're seeing, and we want to change that and help them get the information. They don't necessarily need therapy, but they do need support and information.
Is this something that the U.S. military is aware of and supportive of, or is this something so radical for them that they don't even consider this part of the support system?
Well, for the most part, they don't really know anything about it. There are a few providers here and there who know what NDEs are and what to do about it, but they just don't. When I was on active duty and used to teach this a lot, I'd get a lot of calls from people, but there's nobody really dealing with it on active duty, and it's really an easy fix, which we the IANs could help them a great deal with, and this would solve a lot of problems for veterans who are experiencing the isolation of not having anybody to talk to.
Yeah, my uncle served in the Vietnam War, and he told me horror stories about what as a medic at that time. And you also served at that time, and your experience or interest in the near-death experiences, they developed because of the experiences you had as a combat nurse in the Vietnam War?
Yes, actually they did. I was a very young nurse, right out of nursing school, and it happened that I had a couple of patients tell me about these experiences they had. And, of course, this was 1969, so there wasn't anything written at that time. And all I really could do was tell them that I believed them. I could see it was extremely emotional and just a profound experience they had. And that stuck with me when I got home. And eventually Raymond Moody wrote his book and talked about these experiences. But even now, today, the veterans still suffer, I think, in isolation and not getting the kind of care they need surrounding near-death experiences.
Yeah, I was thinking with the normal psychiatric treatments that we see so much of through the VA system, it's about drugging people out of their experience as opposed to processing the experience. So the question I have for you in this regard is that did they find you after they've been put on medicines, then they find it doesn't work, or how is it that you can connect with these folks?
Well, we're having a hard time connecting with them because they don't know about us. We do have some, because of radio shows like this, that will call and then try to connect with us so they can get information. We've had several just come into the office after looking on the Internet and trying to get an understanding of what happened to them. So it kind of comes in all ways, and we want to get the word out there any way we can. We have a fix. We have information. We could help the facilities, help the veterans. It's a big problem, and I don't think the services have any idea how big a problem it is and how harmful it is to the veterans not to have a resource to help and support them and their families in understanding near-death experiences.
All right, we're going to continue this discussion with Diane Corcoran. She's retired from the military, from the Army. She was in the Vietnam War. She was serving as a nurse there, saw a lot of things that were beyond explanation, at least according to the traditional psychiatric manuals, and what has happened since then, also her experience. We're going to talk about that as we lead into the IANS conference this summer in Orlando, Florida. We'll get you more information on that linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Hey, hug a vet and tell them about IANS. We're going to do more after this break. Stick with us.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Mark your calendars if you haven't done so already. They're in the show notes. Upcoming events. The Robert Scott Bell Show will be at the International Association for Near-Death Studies, their big annual meeting, July 28th through 31st in Orlando, Florida. You can link to it in the show notes or go directly to the website IANDS.org. And you'll also see links to all the speakers there, and one of them, key to all of the event, is Diane Corcoran. And I'm already amazed by your experience, Diane, and what you've seen in your lifetime, and the fact that you're still doing your level best to get the word out and help folks, particularly with the so-called inexplicable near-death experience. Or is it explicable? Is it something that we can relate to? Is it something that we can genuinely see the benefit of when we can acknowledge, embrace, perhaps, and discuss, for instance, those veterans who've had these experiences?
I certainly think that that's a possibility. I think if the veterans had the right support and knowledge and information about NDEs, that they could do some self-healing. There's some very specific after effects. It's important for their families to know what an NDE is and what might take place in terms of after effects. And there are many times are gifts that come along with it that they might not understand and might not be able to use as positively as we'd like them to be, just because of lack of information.
Well, and where can normally they go? Because even if you go into your church or your synagogue or mosque, sometimes this is beyond even if you can use scriptures to kind of describe maybe there's life after death, things like that, but these near-death experiences bring to light, and no pun intended there, something that is often beyond the training of those in the theological world as well.
That's very true. I've spoken at many, many conferences for theologians and physicians, and many times they are clueless about this, and unfortunately people assume that they would know about it. IANS has and is the oldest organization, has the most information. We've been around, this I think is our 36th conference. We have all kinds of things on our website that can be helpful. You can call our office. And especially for veterans, I will work with them individually to make sure they get what they need. They are a group of people that are just sort of disenfranchised out there. They feel lonely enough about their care, about some of the things that are happening to them. And this is an opportunity for the services to really help them help themselves if they could just get some good information about NDEs.
Well, and you've actually written a book some years ago on the subject, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, I wrote the foreword to a book, and I've written several articles, and okay. I've been asked to write a book, and I need to do it one day, but I've been so busy over the years. I'm going on 40 years now of just knowing this was my passion, and I really need to help these veterans. I'm one of them. And I know how difficult it is. You know, they're afraid people will think they're crazy, that their doctors don't listen to them, and I can't tell you the number of stories where they tried to tell their doctor somebody. And if it isn't accepted as something they actually experienced, they will shut up and not talk about it for years, and that is really only complicating their issues, where, in fact, this is an extraordinary experience that could do them a world of good if they were able to get the right information.
Now, if people are intimidated about even hearing about near-death experiences and worried, what about, let's say, the religion of my youth or my present, right? It isn't an organization that is denominational in any way, as
no,
far as I understand.
We don't take any religious aspect of it. It's totally you know, we are just here to listen to the story, to support them, to give them information. Many people who have these experiences become less religious and more spiritual. They're given a purpose in life. They're told what they're supposed to be doing. They're given lots of information that they bring back to us and tell us about. And they go on to have some after effects that can be a little crazy for them sometimes. But they're not, you know, things that we can't discuss and explain and make life much easier for them. And everybody that I've ever encouraged to come, new experiencers or old experiencers who just haven't talked about it, come to the conference, have come to me in tears and say, this has changed my life. I just wish I had known about it years ago.
Yeah, and from my experience in talking with people that have had NDEs, and I've had one as well years ago when I was, I think, a teenager, in fact. I'm going to share my story perhaps for the first time on a stage at the IANS conference, and I appreciate the invite. The fact is, no matter what religious background or non-religious background you have, there are people that have NDEs, whether they're Christian, Jewish, Muslim, Buddhist, Hindu, non-religious, New Age,
yep.
Even atheists sometimes.
Atheists, absolutely. So the religious background doesn't matter. All people have NDEs. All ages have them. All socioeconomic backgrounds, education. There aren't any variables you can tie to why some people have them and why others don't. So it is a phenomena that's extraordinary. And most people who have this, you know, they're desperate to tell about it and talk about it and just share. And that's where they can come to an IANS conference. Half the people there are all experiencers. So they're talking to the choir, so to speak. Nobody's going to ask them to prove anything. They're going to be believed. They're going to be supported. And the other half of healthcare workers and researchers are the same. They all know and understand and support people about their NDEs.
So it's not a place where you're going to be belittled for sharing an experience.
Oh, no.
It's quite the opposite.
Right. Yeah, I mean, and we have a room called the Experiencers Lounge. We're going to have a couple of discussion groups, especially for veterans. But they can go in this lounge, and they're going to have people there who, if they just wanted to quietly discuss something with somebody and get some information, they can go in there and do it in the privacy of our Experiencers Lounge. So we do a lot of things to help promote and sort out for new experiencers what it might be like, and many of them are just so excited to have a family, and it's what it's like coming to a family that knows you and supports you and loves you.
Diane, in your experience, again, you've been at this for many decades now, do you find there's only one or two or three ways to have an NDE? You talk about in the Vietnam War, you're probably near-death experience as a result of trauma, near dying from the battlefield. But are there other ways people have said to you, I wasn't dying of anything and I had this experience?
Yes, there are many other ways. When Raymond Moody coined the phrase, he was talking mostly about heart attack patients. So that's where he said near death. We know that people who are just sick, have a high fever, electrocuted, near drowning. Most children have theirs during a near drowning incident, during surgery, labor and delivery, burn units, of course, trauma, accidents. So there are many different ways in which people have experiences, and they don't necessarily have to be near death. And that's something the media frequently gets mixed up. So there are a lot of different circumstances in which you might have had an NDE.
Yeah, I find that it really affirmed, for me, my experience as a child, I nearly died from choking. So I wasn't drowning, but it was a similar thing of I could not breathe and I passed out and I was revived later. But the experience for me was, you know, one of leaving the physical body and going to a very beautiful place and having an experience so real it was unreal, but it was more real than anything. And it enlivened me. It reduced, if I had a fear of what was like after you live in this physical place, it actually alleviated me of a lot of those fears. And I don't know, is that a common thing that people gain an appreciation for life and maybe a reduction in fear about life?
Oh, it's a very common thing. Most near-death experiencers are not afraid of dying. They might not like the process, but they've been there, done that, know what it's going to be like, and so they're not afraid of that. And they find out, you know, information, the whole element of having an out-of-body experience, which is a characteristic of an NDE and can be done separately, but that's an important characteristic of leaving their body, going to another place, and seeing the departed loved ones, getting information from them. For me, that was the early element that really homed in for me, the truthfulness, because when you talk to kids, they just tell you the truth, whatever happened to them. And they have incredible stories to share, as do many adults. And so it really is overwhelming, the evidence. And now, of course, now that we know that these can happen outside of the brain, there's a great deal of research going on in the consciousness literature and research.
This is beyond fascinating. I'm just enjoying the conversation. Do you have a story in particular that jumps out of perhaps a military veteran, someone who had PTSD or something that was helped through the process of being able to talk about the NDE and gaining experience from that?
Yes, we one was a retired Marine. He was a combat Marine. He had been a computer guy prior, and he came into our office, and he'd been to the VA, and he tried to tell about his NDE, and they told him that he was bipolar.
Oh.
And they put him on medication, and he felt bad. He couldn't work. He said it was awful. Nobody would pay attention to him. So we went right to work in getting him information. Of course, you know, we're working with the physicians to get them information and help him get off all this medication, and which he did, and went back to work, and, you know, and then started studying things about the NDE. He was a happy camper after he got off that medication, started to feel better.
So I wasn't exaggerating about the way they drug them out of their experiences instead of embracing them.
Sometimes that's very true. Years ago, a young man came to me, and he was desperate to prove that what had happened to him was real.
Diane, can you stand by? We've got to take a break here. I'm going to have you hold over because this is too important. And we'll tell you also why you'll want to go to the IANS conference, what you can learn, and how you can do it when we come back from this break. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. More with Diane Corcoran when we return.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertarol.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. you can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Links are up. Please go to IANDS.org, IANDS.org, to attend the conference. I will be there. I will be interviewing folks on the spot there, as well as broadcasting and speaking as well. We'll get more information on that. Diane Corcoran is my guest right now, retired from the Army. She's been working with people who have had NDEs from the military and beyond. And I appreciate all the work you're doing. You were about to jump into another story of a veteran who was really desperately trying to communicate what he experienced.
He was trying to find somebody who understood what had happened to him. He had an amputation in a truck accident, and during his trip to the emergency room, he had this pretty profound near-death experience. And he tried to talk to people as soon as he got to the hospital, and of course he immediately went to surgery and they reattached his arm. But the minute he started to talk about it, they sedated him for 2 or 3 days and sent him to a psychiatrist. Oh. And this is way back when, and so you can understand that he basically said he died and saw God, so they immediately thought he was crazy. And he eventually found somebody still in the community. He might even be at the conference. And he eventually found me, and I wrote a letter and helped do an interview with him for the VA at the time, because he was trying to explain to them what had happened to him.
Right. And so did this facilitate, let's say, some kind of transformation, if not only personal, but maybe an interaction with his community where he was liking to be interacting with?
Yes, it does. And that's one thing it gives people. It gives people a community where they are on solid ground, no matter how out there their experience. Some of these experiences are really fascinating, and they've found a home. Somebody's going to listen. Somebody's going to help them and help their families. Many times, they don't know how to explain it to their family.
Right.
And it's so insidious. I met a guy at my Vietnam reunion 2 years ago, and we were just sitting chatting, and he was a patient, and he was an NDEer. And last year he was at the conference, told his story for the first time in 40 years.
Oh, stunning. Yeah, I was going to ask you, because this will be the first time I'm attending the IANS conference, and I'm encouraging all of my listeners, whether you've had an NDE or not, but I know you'll probably know someone who has, to let them know about it. Maybe you want to attend with them. What will they experience? What kind of activities go on there? I know there'll be a lot of lectures from people such as yourself that have experienced the NDEs. What kind of things can people expect?
They will have workshops from different people. Some of the keynote speakers who are outstanding will be giving workshops and giving experiential things for them to learn. There will be a healing center. There's a bookstore. We have one of the best bookstores on spiritual and near-death experience books.
Right. I think, like you said, this is opening up a lot of experiences, if you will, or acknowledging the experiences that others have not acknowledged, maybe even outright denigrated. And I think that's not a life-affirming place to be. We want to support and bring that vitamin L, that love that we like to bring here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And it sounds like you've been doing that for a long time, Diane.
Well, it's so important for these veterans. They have suffered enough, and they have too many things that have happened to them that they were unable to get support for, and we want to be there. IANS is all about giving veterans the acknowledgement, the help, the support, and the care that they need, and I would love to help veterans in a bigger way. We're doing a film which will help both facilities and the individual veterans, and we're trying to get funding, which you can see on our website, so that we can teach facilities. I'm happy to go lecture to facilities so they can help support veterans, and we have a big initiative to do that now.
Beautiful. Well, those of you who are inclined to support the efforts to produce this film, there's a place where you can support that. Also, the IANS conference is open for everybody. Please come on down to Orlando and see it, be experience it, if you will, and or maybe help a vet to attend. That would be a wonderful healing.
Veterans get a scholarship. So if you're a disabled vet, you know, you call or write the office, and we'll give you a scholarship to go.
Beautiful. Well, Diane, thank you for being here. We've got a lot more to talk about in the coming weeks and months as we head over to this conference with IANS. I appreciate you so very much for bringing that power to heal back to each and every one of us, especially those vets that have suffered and don't have a way to talk about it. Now they do. Diane Corcoran, thank you for being my guest.
You're very welcome. Hope to see you there.
All right, folks, remember, and she's confirmed it too, the power to heal really is yours.
The Robert Scott, the Bell, Robert Show. Scott Bell Show.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.